This is the Marketplace Morning Report from the BBC World Service. I'm Victoria Craig. Here in the UK, fresh restrictions on social gatherings will go into place next week to prevent further spread of COVID-19. That's far from welcome news for live entertainment venues and performers who haven't been allowed to work since lockdown was first imposed in March. Thomas Inge is an actor in the West End, London's Broadway. When the lights went out, he was preparing to go on tour, but quickly switched gears and found work at a supermarket as a checkout team leader to make ends meet. Here's what he told me right after he got that job in April.
Oh, it's weird. It's very strange. And I think if I think about it all too much, it upsets me because obviously this isn't what I planned on doing for these few months. But it's nice to be busy. That's what I'm most grateful for.
Well, it's been nearly 5 months since that conversation. So we caught up with Thomas this morning and he had a bit of news to share.
I am in South Korea and I am about to open in Cats the Musical tonight, which is so exciting.
That is quite the change from the last time we spoke to you, Thomas. You were working in April at a local Tesco. So how did you end up in South Korea now 5 months later?
It was all a bit of a whirlwind. I'd done the show before and I'd been asked about coming to rejoin the show. And I said no, because I'd got another show lined up and I was really excited for that and hoping kind of COVID would clear up very quickly. And it didn't. And then I was told that the other job has been delayed a year. So I thought, well, great, I'm going to jump on the Cats train. So within a few weeks, I'd left Tesco. And I was out in South Korea.
So how long have you been there then?
I've now been here 7.5 weeks. So we had to quarantine for 2 weeks at first, which was quite a lot. You get tested, you get put into your room, and then you can't leave your room for 2 weeks. And then we went straight into rehearsals from there, and we opened tonight.
So I want to ask you about that. So much like what's happening here in England, 2 weeks ago, South Korea began enforcing stricter social distancing guidelines to try and stave off a fresh spike in coronavirus cases. Are you and the production staff worried that you may be out of work again or that they may crack down on these big gatherings?
Do you know what? I mean, I've been really hot on it and keep checking it. They've actually hit their peak of it 2 weeks ago. For the last week, they've had under 200 cases a day and they keep falling and falling. So they are so on it. And I think it's such a drive for the population here that they just don't want it to affect their lives. So they're so keen on getting rid of it.
How are things being done differently there to make theatre going possible?
Firstly, they really appreciate their theatre and hold it in such high stead. They feel like it's a big part of the economy and it should continue to go ahead. Tonight, we are actually opening with a reduced capacity, but it's still, I think, 60%. And that's just going to be for the next few weeks until hopefully the lockdown rules are eased slightly. And then we'll be able to open at full capacity again.
Now, Andrew Lloyd Webber is the composer of Cats, the show you're in now. And he was before a parliamentary committee yesterday here in the UK, warning that the arts industry can't survive without more help from the British government. So are you planning to return to London? Do you think you can survive professionally and financially here?
Do you know what? I woke up this morning and I heard the news that the UK is going into a sort of not a full lockdown, but stricter rules again. And I had the moment of, you know, starting to think maybe this will be my last opening night. I just don't know. So I really hope I can get back. And the show that I'm going to be doing after this starts in June. So I hope by June, I'll be fine. It's really sad, but it's hard to get excited for things until they're actually happening.
Well, the good news is you've got work now. So how long are you planning to stay in South Korea?
It's until May, which is amazing. It's a 10-month job, which is just incredible. I feel so lucky. And actually, going straight from Tesco to here has meant that I haven't actually stopped working, which has been very fortunate. And I do feel guilty because I've got so many friends that aren't in this position right now and would love to be. But at the same time, I've got to enjoy it for what it is. I do feel so lucky. I can't wait to open tonight. It's going to be brilliant.
We'll break a leg tonight. All the best of luck. Thomas Inge, thanks so much for chatting with us.
Thank you.